On Friday morning, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit heard arguments in a lawsuit against Trump administration officials to stop the IRS from disclosing tax return information to the DHS and ICE. The lawsuit was filed by Public Citizen Litigation Group. Just before the hearing, members of the Public Citizen Litigation Team and leaders from other advocacy organizations held a press conference called Stop the Trump Trackdown, highlighting the stakes of the case. Doug Smith is a plaintiff with the immigrant rights organization Inclusive Action for the City.
It is unbelievably cruel to weaponize tax documents for mass deportation. The only reason the government has this information in the first place is because immigrants relied on the government's promises of assurance of data privacy and played by the rules. But the impacts of this betrayal won't be isolated to one group of people or to one city. Communities in every corner of this country are having their privacy rights trampled. This illegal breach must be stopped.
In March of this year, the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen filed a lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of two immigrant worker organizations seeking to prevent the disclosure of taxpayer information for purposes of immigration enforcement. In May, the court denied the request for a preliminary injunction, concluding that sharing information is likely lawful so long as ICE uses the information only in support of criminal prosecutions. The court explicitly recognized that the narrow exception did not apply to civil proceedings, which include mass deportations. Public Citizen appealed the denial of a preliminary injunction, and that appeal is now before the circuit court. Since May, ICE has requested from the IRS current addresses for about 1.3 million people. The IRS looked at that request and provided in response the addresses of about 47,000 people. Michael Kirkpatrick, an attorney for the plaintiffs, suggested that the IRS's compliance in handing over information to ICE might discourage people from voluntarily complying with tax laws. He also claimed that much damage has already been done.
They're asking for this information to get the addresses of those people, not because they're going to bring a criminal prosecution, but because they just want to find them so they can deport them. And that is a completely improper, you know, use of this law to get that information for a civil immigration enforcement purpose. Once the information goes to ICE and is in ICE's database and in, you know, their files, there's no way to stop them from using it for civil deportation.
Under the Internal Revenue Code, tax return information for all taxpayers must be kept confidential and can only be disclosed as authorized by statute. Nonetheless, the Trump administration has signaled that it would like the IRS to share taxpayer information with immigration authorities so that they could locate individuals subject to removal. In 2022, undocumented immigrants paid a total of $96.7 billion in federal, state, and local taxes. More than a third of the tax dollars paid by the undocumented immigrants go toward funding programs that these workers are barred from accessing. For example, undocumented immigrants paid $25.7 billion into Social Security and $6.4 billion into Medicare in 2022, but are ineligible to receive these benefits. The legal director for advocacy group Raise the Floor Alliance, Kevin Herrera, discussed the impact of the IRS's disclosures.
The Trump administration has ignored equal protection, it's ignored due process, and it's ignored free speech. Today, workers and their supporters are challenging an affront to the right to keep our tax records private. The Trump administration is using fear, raids, and data grabs like this one to silence immigrants, suppress protests, and to stop people in the street because of their idea of who looks like an immigrant.
The government is defending a new program that lets the IRS share taxpayer addresses with ICE. Trump administration officials say there's nothing illegal about it. They argue the groups challenging the program don't have standing because they haven't shown real injury. They also point to a section of the tax code which excludes names, addresses, and taxpayer ID numbers from the strictest confidentiality rules. The government stresses the data is being used for criminal investigations, not for civil deportation cases. The plaintiffs see it very differently. They argue that the IRS broke the law when it began sharing taxpayer addresses with ICE. They argue the move will harm immigrants who paid taxes in good faith, forcing them to choose between compliance and exposing themselves to enforcement. They contend that the Administrative Procedure Act gives the courts power to stop this unlawful action and ask that the appeals court overturn the lower court's ruling and block the IRS from serving as ICE's address book. Director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido, Marcela Diaz, called out the Trump administration at a press conference on Friday.
This administration is attempting to weaponize the very system meant to protect fairness and privacy. Instead of honoring our contributions, they are criminalizing our families. Instead of safeguarding our records, they are exploiting them, deporting people without due process, tearing our families apart, and spreading fear across our communities. This is not only cruel, it is dangerous. It undermines trust in government at all levels, erodes the integrity of our institutions, and sends the message that some people's contributions will always count less because of where they're born and what documents they carry.
Plaintiffs are now waiting on a decision from the circuit court about whether to overturn the denial of the motion for a preliminary injunction. As of now, the IRS continues to share the home addresses of taxpayers with ICE. Attorneys for the plaintiffs are hopeful that once the case goes back down to the district court, they will be able to uncover more examples of the government acting outside of compliance with the law. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.